When you talk about Ritalin and ADHD, you're speaking about this not only as your from your experience as a physician, but also as a father as well.
Yes. Blake, I was a widower, had four kids I had to deal with, was in school full-time, working full-time, and had to care for all the needs of these four kids, the youngest of whom at that time was about a year and a half old. When that child got to be 3 years old, it was very disruptive, had ADHD, hyperactivity. They actually called it hyperactivity in those days. There was no ADD or ADHD at that time. They just had what they call learning disabilities and hyperactivity. I learned very quickly that what I fed the child affected their behavior. And it was actually my youngest boy, and it affected his behavior. And just by a trial and error, I learned that keeping him away from sugar, cereals, from fruit and fruit juices, from donuts and cookies and cakes and pies and barbecue sauce, things that had sugar in them, the behavior was very, very good. But when they took in sugar, this little guy, he was just very, very disruptive. So then I began to add the supplements to the program. But this little guy who was disruptive had really severe learning disabilities. When he was 6 years old, he couldn't even print his own name, couldn't count to 10. At 6 years old, couldn't count to 10. And it was in there, he just couldn't get it out. Once I got him off of sugar and supplemented him properly, he became very, very interested in learning. And was always in there, and just very quickly he could read and count to 10, print his own name, and went on and has since graduated college and done extremely well.